Okay, this is entirely unrehearsed, so that's all quite good. Basically, I want to talk a little bit about a little kind of pet project of mine, which is all about teachers sharing work and sharing what they're doing and helping each other. And if not sharing their resources, sharing their expertise. And about Cricky would be back in maybe 1997, that's quite a long time ago now, computing teachers in Scotland started sharing things online. They went into a group called e-groups, sorry, one list I think it was, that became Yahoo groups, and then that got folded and that shut down. And then we moved across to something called smart groups, got taken over by Orange, and that got shut down. And then we started to think, oops, frankly, what we're going to do, every time we set up our systems on a new free online service, it disappears, which is not good. So, to solve that problem, I set up what was called CompEdNet, and we migrated everything across. And this is now what would be, frankly, the third version of CompEdNet, and it's a sharing network, professional network of predominantly those who are involved in teaching, IT, education, a big computing input into it, but it's not just computing teachers, it's people that are involved in teaching IT in schools. And if you are interested, you can just sign up, put in your information. If you want to join, you can just create an account, and someone will phone you to check that you're real, which is always good. If we had a single sign-on that we could use that was syndicated out, thinking about what's happening in the future of Glow and all that, if there was like a sign-on with Glow that was like a sign-on with Facebook, a sign-on with Twitter, we could authenticate you, any third-party service could authenticate you, well, we could use that on CompEdNet, and that would be fantastic. Save a lot of phone calls. But you can just sign in, and you can join CompEdNet, and in here, there's a whole load of groups, and some interesting stuff that I just want to show you, let you have a look at. So I'm going to log in. No checking out the password now. Wrong password. CompEdNet was built. This version was built in my summer holiday this past year, and I actually put together a lot of things that I've been listening to and picking up from at the Consulaire. Derek's got some great thoughts on how you incentivize people using the web, how you reward users, that whole idea about gamification of web content, about earning badges and earning rewards. And how do you get people to share? How do you encourage them to share? And how do you actually track, commerce, which is what I think he says, lurking is not a sharing activity or a community activity. What's the phrase he uses? Anyone know it? No? Anyway, but basically, lots of people lurk, and not that many people contribute. So how do you begin to get them involved in the process? How do you begin to get them to share? Well, CompEdNet tries to do that, because, first of all, anyone who logs in, they are always shown in the recent users list here, just in a sort of timeline of who's been into the system. And then one of the best features of CompEdNet is that we track activity, a bit like Facebook. And so if you're using CompEdNet, if you contribute to a discussion, if you upload resources, if you earn an achievement, then that all goes into the CompEdNet activity stream. So for example, here we go, Paul Thompson has just unlocked the Welcome Back Award, which means that person has signed back into this iteration of the site. So they're coming back, they've renewed their username and password, and they've come back in and rejoined the site. And then we've got people who join groups. We've got a group system. And unlike Glow groups, these groups are, well, they try to be a little... But they try to be a little more Web 2.0, and they're trying to be a little bit cleverer about how they operate. And I'll show you that in a minute. But basically, in the activity stream, you find out what people are doing. So you're able to track what users are doing and find out if there's something in there that you're interested in. And then you can just click on, for example, here's someone talking about teaching programming for intermediate 2 kids, and they're wanting to know, they're just suggesting a book that you can view. So people are sharing their expertise, not just sharing their resources. It's easy to upload files and just bung stuff up and just say, that's what I've done. They're actually sharing their expertise and working together using this framework. And actually, this is a, and because there's not, this comped net isn't broken down into 32 local authorities where no one can really find anybody else and nobody knows who everybody else is. Everybody comes to the site, is authenticated, and then they all take part in the discussion. And they get from it the content that they want. So you can see the idea that this activity stream, and it's just it's kind of like Facebook, I suppose, and it's all there. But there are achievements, and that's a kind of really important part of it. You can search for members and look for people, but the groups part is maybe one of the most important areas of it. So if you were, for example, interested in what's currently going on, The Royal Society of Edinburgh and the British Computer Society are currently doing an exemplification project for CFE, for technologies. They've got somebody seconded who's putting together materials and resources to support technologies at level 2 and level 3. And if you were interested in that and you wanted to find out what was going on, you'd sign up for CompEdNet, and then you'd come in and you could have a look at the group. And within the group, just like other systems, it's very easy. You can upload video links, so you can upload a link to a video if you want to contribute via video. You can upload photographs and links and documents and so on. And you can contribute to the discussion. There are forums, but the forums are integrated into the system. So you can go and see, you can see a particular forum, and look at the forum posts there.
Hi.
Oh, right. Anyway, have a look at that. It's all very good. And the last thing, I'm going to be very, very cheeky. If you subscribe, you can also get, for each group, you can get actually email notifications. So actually, the best thing about it is that it drives content to you. You don't have to go to the site. It will send you stuff. It will tell you when things happen, just like Facebook does. Anyway, thank you very much.